Hello, hey. Accident. Where is Charles? I don't have Charles. Hey, you behind the camera, come on out. Okay. What's your name? What's your name?
Gabriel.
Gabriel. Are you? Okay. So, okay, just what you do? You're
What?
normally the
What's
cameraman?
that?
That's the cameraman. You're
That's the
usually
camera?
behind. Okay, you're promoted
I'm such
now.
a
Jesus, weak grip. Okay, you're supposed to be Charles, but I guess you be me, I'll be Charles. Hello? Hey, oh, yeah. So we have a new guy, eh?
Hey there.
Who are you?
I'm Gabriel.
Gabriel.
I am a PM on the Visual C++ IDE, and I am 4 months into
Oh,
Microsoft.
that's pretty cool,
Yeah.
yes. And you're in Visual C++ like me. I'm Ale Contenti, always the same dude, the manager for Visual C++. And Gabriel always helps me doing these new videos we are doing, with a bunch of folks in C++ and
Yeah.
about native code and
So
stuff.
strange being in front of it
It's front
instead of
instead of
behind it.
behind the
Yeah,
camera, right? I'm behind the
definitely.
camera too. Doesn't matter. Cool, huh? So welcome.
Thank you.
Yes, that's great.
Appreciate
That's great.
that.
So what do you do again? Visual C++ IDE. No, where it come from? What do you do before your life in
So
Microsoft?
this is my first job out of college. I worked on a master's for a bit, but Microsoft was kind enough to take me without it, and I
We
didn't like taking
lure you
classes
away.
too much,
Yes,
so
I
I
see.
came here.
Okay.
So I do
You're kind of
have.
lazy then. Okay, good.
Sure. Well, we'll go with that. So
Okay.
my degree is in electrical engineering
Oh,
and
cool.
computer
Oh,
science. I did
nice.
a lot of developer work in the past, but I think I like being a PM more,
Oh,
to
that's
be
pretty cool. And
honest.
you are always close to the code in
I
C++.
am. That's right.
So, and today we go talk with, again,
Again,
Bogdan
Bogdan.
Mihalic.
Is it Bogdan?
Bogdan, Bogdan, I don't know.
Bogdan.
I always say Bogdan.
Where's this guy
Mihalic.
from?
He's
Romania?
from Romania,
Oh,
Romania.
okay.
That's very
All
good.
right.
You got it right. That's great. So, yes, we're going to go talk again with Bogdan, that is the dev lead for the IDE, and he's going to talk about refactoring.
Refactoring.
That's pretty sweet.
Wow.
Yes, so, yes.
It's about time, right?
It's about
It's
time that
about
we have
time.
refactored. So, let's go see the interview. I mean, I was asking, he was filming, so it's always the same people now. And let's chat later. Bye-bye. Hello again. We are back here. We are back here again with Bogdan in less than 2 weeks. Gabriel is behind the camera doing great job with focus and all this stuff that I don't understand. I'm here asking my usual stupid question. I'm Ale Contenti. This is Bogdan Mihalic. Same shirt, same face. No,
No,
he
not
changed.
quite. I
Change
changed the
shirt.
shirt. I
Change
changed the
shirt.
shirt.
Change shirt.
Changed
Actually,
the
this
shirt.
is actually another day.
And I shaved. I
You
shaved.
shaved. That's
Definitely.
very
My wife
important.
didn't like I
And
wasn't.
we received
Yes.
strong comments about the
Yes.
shave was really bad.
Yes. It was not
Yes.
that
Okay.
bad,
Too
but.
dark. Okay. Cool. So, remind people what you do,
Yeah,
and
so I'm Bogdan Mihalic. I'm the dev lead of VCIDE team, and I'm responsible for everything that's related with the IDE services that are coming for the VC language.
We just had a chat night with you about PDB project that is actually,
Right.
picking up a little bit, and people are trying it out and see if it's useful for their scenario.
Right.
Pretty nice
It's
reviews.
yes,
And we
exactly.
also had a VC blog post related to the same things.
We have a VC blog explaining a little bit about how we did it and
Right.
what we did there, and hopefully also based on the reaction, we'll create a Visual Studio 2013.
Oh, of course, we shipped 2013 in the
And
meantime.
yes, so we'll ship also a version of that tool for Visual Studio
Absolutely.
2013.
But
So
today you're here to talk about no PDB
today.
project
No,
again.
today it's all about a new prototype that we have. It's a very controversial one because customers were asking for it for a long, long time. It was the number one ask. And we are trying to come up with something to kind of cover a little bit that space.
So what is it
It is
about? Oh,
refactoring!
that's
So
it. Okay,
the
good.
suspense is over.
Okay, so it's probably going to be the
It's in the
title
title,
anyway, so it doesn't really
yes,
matter.
okay.
But
We didn't we build up for it.
we build up for nothing. Okay,
Okay.
cool. So which, I mean, are you really adding a prototype? Basically, I can download a prototype.
It will be an extension. We're going exactly in the same way. We want to get it there quickly. We don't
Okay.
want to wait for update one.
All right.
And then we are actually shipping it as an extension of Visual Studio. You go in Visual Studio Gallery, and you'll
And to
have
be
it
clear,
there.
is a CTP, is a customer preview in a certain sense. Someone, something we
Right.
want you to try, to evaluate,
Right, it's
and
if
so
you want
on.
an alpha beta version of an extension
Right,
that will allow you to do rename refactoring. This is the
Only
first one.
rename refactoring.
Right.
Can you explain it a bit what rename refactoring is about? Probably everybody knows, but just
right. So it will give you. It's number one. What we did, we did a poll for our customers. Asked, okay, out of the refactors, which one is the number one for you?
Okay.
And then the answer were surprising, but in the same time also in line with what we're expecting. But they were like 70% saying that rename is the one they want.
And rename is renaming any symbol.
It's renaming any symbol,
variable,
class, anything.
A
so
local variable,
local,
a global
yes,
variable.
Exactly.
That you shouldn't have global variables anyway in C++.
Right.
And so why rename them? Just delete them, right?
Yeah.
Exactly.
So rename seems to be something that usually you do it more often, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it seems to be, in most of the cases, something that's kind of very a simple task, but repetitive, and it's kind of the scope, it's kind of narrow. There are cases where the name gets very complicated, and then
right.
It gets more challenging to deal with those cases, even if you are doing it manually.
So you're also going to do a demo of these, right?
Right.
We
at the end, we'll repeat the same scenario. At the end, we'll actually do a demo where we'll try to do a refactor and
show you live on the screen what's going to happen. But basically, this works across configuration. If you have a project with 500 files, you should be able to rename across all 500 files.
That's correct. And to make a comment related with configurations, it will be for your current configuration.
Okay.
We are adding in the next version in VE2, we'll add a version where you have the ability to do it cross configurations.
Okay.
However, that will have implications. We'll chat about them when.
So let's go a little bit in the middle.
Yes.
So how does it work? How do you make it work?
So what we do, you guys are familiar already with Final References. It's one of our features. And we are basing all this rename refactor on that feature specifically. So we're using find all references to get the candidates. We are showing preview to the customers, right? We are offering them a view. Similar with C# will have a view.
Almost the same UI.
It's the same UI, where they have a preview. They have the ability to actually see the context of that change and how that change impacts or doesn't impact the file that they are actually changing specifically based on selecting and unselecting the thing.
So basically, you know, what you really do under the cover, if I double click, I want to change function foo.
Mm-hmm.
You are doing really a find of references of function foo.
Exactly.
And then
they are actually, the results are coming in three kinds.
Okay.
It comes confirm.
Okay.
Disconfirm.
That's
and
really
unknown.
What you want.
Exactly. And if you look, even the icons, we try to maintain a familiarity with the product we shipped. And then we have exactly the same icons where you have a clear confirm, disconfirm, or and unknown.
We don't know. We are not really sure.
Right. And a key thing I want to mention here, we also will mention it in the blog we'll have about it. Make sure that you have the reference resolving being marked to false, because we have disabled resolving. Because without that, then you'll always have an unconfirm, because that's for speed. If you want to get find the references quickly without running any kind of intelligence operation to validate the candidates, then you have to have that turned on so you can actually see them.
Okay, so it needs to be turned on.
It has to be turned on before this turn on.
Okay.
So
you have to change the default.
Yeah.
It's
tools options. I will show you this tools option in text editor for C++. In the advanced tab, it's one flag there that you have to turn off. It's off because it's disabled. It's a negation, which is confusing for us. It's okay.
Okay, fine. So tell us a little bit more details about, you know, how you actually did it, right? And also what you think about the feature, right? You know.
Right. So
it hard to do?
It wasn't actually. Number one, we had some goals. We really want to ship it before update one, right? That forced us to use everything we have currently shipped in RTM. There were a few limitations. Number one, we didn't have any API exposing the results from find all references, so we had to use a test hook that we had for us to validate our results for find all references. And because of that, we have certain limitations. The number one limitation, you don't have a cancel ability, because we run on the main thread. That does never care about running in the background thread. And from there, once you run, we enable a progress session, but not having cancellation. If it's a lengthy operation, that might cause some trouble.
Right, so it's definitely really a CDP, something for
mm-hmm.
you to try.
Right.
And, you know, one of the limitations you already mentioned is just for one configuration.
It is for one configuration.
The other limitation is that
it is,
no,
you don't have cancellations, yes.
No cancellation, so mm-hmm. you have to, you know.
But we try to do it, the number one goal is trying to help maintaining kind of the stability of the code. So even if you do accepting, number one, you can accept only the resolved ones, but what I recommend you doing is actually look also at the ones that are unconfirmed and make sure that none of them are actually lurking there that you want to change as well, because sign.references sometimes is not perfect. There are reasons why that's the case. Sometimes it's bugs on our code, but it might be also the fact that if you pick, for example, a reference that's in a header file, without really compiling it in every single configuration and guarantee that you cover every single project that ever uses it, for example, you can have a project that's not part of the solution.
Right.
In that case, you cannot really say, is it or is not that thing, right? And what would be the implication of your change? But once you do it, we have the ability to do a full undo. So
mm-hmm.
we can do a full undo across all things.
Right. And that's nice.
Yes.
That's going to be part of the feature, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, that's pretty cool, you know. But you know what? You were saying, you know, really about, you know. So what's, you know, in a certain sense, you know, the question, the elephant in the room is that, it's Visual Studio, Visual C++ never had refactoring.
Right.
I had to ask the question.
It's a stigma, yes, it's a stigma. We always had
so
around.
What is our goal to get refactoring, how far you see a full refactoring? I mean, I don't know, you should speak a little bit to it, in my opinion.
Right, so number one, rename refactoring is one. We plan, definitely there are probably around 20 refactors that we want to do, and it can range from very simple ones like implement interface, create declaration, create definition,
right.
to the more complicated ones like, for example, function extraction. That
right.
And it's also depending on the range of the quality of the refactor you want to do,
right.
and that's the challenging part, right?
Yeah.
Because it's very easy to do, when I mean easy, it's fairly easy to do a 90% of the job well, but then the tricky part comes in the very complicated cases, corner cases, when the 10% of them, it's very hard to cover them.
And becomes,
much
more
right.
burdensome.
Right,
for
I
the
give
customer.
A few examples. Macros. Macros are notorious for us. The fact that you have preprocessor, right, it adds a lot of pain.
Yeah.
The fact that you have, for example, templates, that's another tricky space.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes even our infrastructure, the way we build, right, the tag parts that we have, for example, it's not being that accurate in detecting language constructs in weird cases,
right.
So,
is deload based on tag pass? I mean, our final reference, maybe give us a reference of our
right.
final reference.
So final references, it's going based on that, right? So it's getting all the candidates, and then
from
what?
The tag
right,
parser,
and then what?
That is a very fast parser.
It's a very fast pass. It's a very fast pass.
Not very smart.
I wouldn't say not very smart. Yes, but it doesn't have a lot of super smarts in there, right?
Yeah.
You can have everything. So,
it's not really cool.
But what we do, because we are relying on running IntelliSense, right, to validate every single candidate.
So we refine
right.
the candidates with an IntelliSense
right.
pass.
Exactly.
Basically.
So that's what we do. And the fact that that happens, then it becomes costly, because in order for you to validate all cases, you have to run in every single configurations. And then switching configurations, sometimes it's expensive.
Mm-hmm.
And that's adding to the perf issue that we were having. And we're always trying to, we're pretty much afraid to come up with a feature that will have perf.
Right, because it needs to be usable, right? This is the trade-off here is that you want to be useful, but
you also
want
you have
to
be correct. And then,
you have to be correct. So that's the real hurdle for us to actually
right.
get a good,
it's the refactoring
the
balance,
suite.
Yes.
That we are really proud of. But
yes.
So what are the goals of this CTP?
So the number one goal is like, okay, so we, for the product, in the previous two or three products, we had long meetings about doing refactoring, and we always come to the same conclusion that we have to change infrastructure, we cannot deliver something that's super performant, cover all the cases. And if you look around, even the other products that are around, none of them are actually perfect, right? All of them have similar problems, and they
right.
dealt with the problem to an extent, right? So what we are thinking, okay, now this specific prototype will be as is. Will it be good enough? Will it be helpful? Will it be, for 90% of your day-to-day situations that you encounter, will it be that good enough? And we believe, at a very big percentage, I wouldn't say maybe 90%, I would say something that's above 50 maybe. will it be helpful? Probably it will allow you to do a quick refactoring for very simple cases, classic cases where you want to rename a local or you want to rename something in a very narrow scope.
Maybe even very, very common cases.
Or a very common one that, for example, you name a method that's everywhere, but it's one and it's not complicated, you don't have overloads, weird cases, who knows. So if that's the case, I think we will do a good job there. When it
so
becomes,
that's the question, basically,
right.
To whoever downloads this extension,
is it useful?
Right.
As is, with all these limitations. And the answer is very positive. We can probably try to do a few of these that actually will add value, right? Definitely our plan, at least as is, we want to ship few of the simple ones, right, that are also kind of enhancing the rapid development kind of thing, like create declaration, create definition, right? Maybe we do signature change, maybe we do function extraction, but that's probably a little bit longer down the road.
That's pretty.
Yeah, that's the hardest one, probably. That's the one we are.
And this actually, sorry, we didn't clarify this, but this extension installs on top of Visual Studio 2013.
Right.
Is that correct?
Yes. So we are targeting the new
product
we have. Yes.
So that is cool on itself because it has new formatting from the IDE and also new C++ 11 features and blah, blah, blah. So you should definitely get that. And then try also, refactoring.
Right. So once you try refactoring, and I think once we will add value there, if the answer is very positive, maybe we actually productize it in the product, and then also we're changing the APIs, allowing adding all these. If you want, eliminate some of the weaknesses, maybe adding more features like cross configuration, all that.
And the goal of the CDP is really to create this dialogue with our customer.
It's
with actually something that can try not just with them.
Right.
A written blog or something.
Right.
Something like that. Cool. I'm happy. I hope this was useful.
Yes. So hopefully you guys will enjoy the feature and let us know. And then if the answers are positive, then we go invest in there.
So we are going to see the demo now.
Yes. So I'll show you the demo. So
sweet.
We switch to the demo.
Thank you.
Cool.
See you.
So as promised, let's do a quick demo of what the feature does. So let's rename a very simple scenario. Say I want to rename this guy to something that's a bit more meaningful, and as you can see, we have a similar dialogue with the one you got used in C#. You have all the candidates for this specific reference, and then you can actually see in the preview how the change will impact your code. You hit apply. All the changes get applied at once in all the files. If you have multiple files, like in this case, we apply the changes, you can hit build. Then you see build worked fine. If you are not happy, for example, for some reason when your change, you hit undo, and then you are back in the same state you were before the refactor. Let's do another one, fairly simple as well, but it's slightly a little bit different. In this case, this one impacts multiple files, and also it has some references that actually are disconfirmed. In this case, there is another method. So depending on your needs, most likely you'll hit apply, or if you really want to do the other one too, you can actually see how the change will impact the ones that are disconfirmed. You hit apply, changes again are applied in both files that need to be applied, and once you build normally should work. These are very simple scenario, the application is very simple, everything it's working pretty smoothly. We are expecting this to be the common case in your day-to-day job. Obviously, of more complicated refactors, like for example, trying to refactor something that's very common in name, like size, create, that has hundreds and hundreds of hits across in multiple files and so on. That might take a while. Be aware of that because you are hitting that limitation that we currently have that we cannot cancel. But other than that, hopefully this extension will be helpful for most of your cases when you code. And please let us know what you feel about that. Okay, thank you.
Okay, it was great talk with Bogdan again. We talked twice with him. Probably we don't do the third time.
Probably not too soon.
Not too soon. But it was great to hear about refactoring, you know, especially these, the rename refactoring we are talking about.
Yeah.
And it's a test, I mean, it's a prototype we are pushing out. So feedback is super important. Send us feedback. We'll do a VC blog entry and so on. Send it to your friends.
As you might be able to expect, you know, the bigger the scope that you're refactoring on, you know, you might run into more problems. But if you like what you see, you know, we will we'll improve on it, and we will work on other refactorings too, renaming.
And try it on the small one and on the big one, so you get both feeling, and we get the feeling from you about both. That's great.
Definitely let
us know. Suggestion, Gabriel. Okay, thanks a lot.
Yeah.
See you soon.
See you soon.
Bye-bye.